This is your Paragon News update for August 16th, 2021, brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Atha. A Weatherford woman was arrested and charged recently after being accused of abusing a blind and disabled five-year-old boy. According to a probable cause affidavit, 28-year-old Ocean Marie Bone was arrested on August 10th after an investigation into the injury of the child showed that Bone, who is the boy's stepmother, may have used too much force on the child while changing his diaper. Court records would show on July 22nd, Weatherford police were contacted by a DHS worker in reference to the child who was at OU Children's Hospital in Oklahoma City being treated for a broken femur. DHS would tell police that doctors treating the boy felt that the injury did not match the story given to them as to how it happened. The affidavit stated that during an interview with Bone, she would tell police that she was changing the boy's diaper when he became uncooperative with her. While attempting to lay his legs down, she stated that she heard a pop. She would tell police that she would take the boy to the hospital shortly afterwards. The affidavit said that based on the investigation and specifically a doctor's medical opinion, it is believed that the defendant used excessive force on the child while attempting to change his diaper. Bone received one felony count of child abuse by injury. Court records would also show that the defendant has a prior conviction of domestic assault and battery by strangulation. Her first court date is scheduled for September 1st. Typically, with a wet summer comes green and luscious lawns in Oklahoma. However, there are some drawbacks. According to Zach Henderson with the Beckham County OSU Extension Office, army worms are swarming the state thanks to a weather pattern this summer that closely resembles the southeast parts of the country.
Army worms in our area, as you said, are a little uncommon, especially in western Oklahoma. You know, we've really had an influx of rainfall this year and heat and extreme moisture and heat equals army worms. It creates a perfect environment for them, and that's why we've seen such an absolute explosion of them, particularly in this time of year. They're usually hatching in between July and September. We're right in the middle of that right now. That's usually their peak season, so that's why we're seeing an influx of them is the amount of moisture we've received this year.
Reports have come in throughout Oklahoma of swarms of army worms, not only in fields, but also in residential lawns. Henderson says a common household item can help a homeowner detect if their lawn has army worms or not.
When we look at army worms in your lawn, one of the typical first signs you're going to see is dead spots. That's a red flag that we've got army worm activity. Obviously, a lot of folks can see them, but sometimes they're living in that subsoil just below the surface. One trick that I've been taught and I like to tell people to do is take a tablespoon of Dawn dish soap and mix it with a gallon of water and spray it in your sprayer across an area that you think is infected with army worms, and they'll rise to the surface and you'll know the areas to treat in your yard. As saturated as they are this year, I would probably recommend treating your entire yard.
Henderson says if army worms are discovered in a lawn, the homeowner has two options on how to eradicate them.
Of course, you can hire a lawn professional. I guess it just depends on your budget. There is a product called Bifin IT. It's available at farm stores, at Woods, Tractor Supply, things along those lines. It's an insecticide that you're going to mix 1 ounce per 1,000 square foot and apply to your lawn. One thing that I caution folks on with using this product, it is toxic to animals. You need to at least allow 2 days before you allow your animals to get out and frolic along in the yard. You know, maybe treat your front yard and then wait to treat your backyard.
Henderson urges anyone who has any questions about army worms to contact the Beckham County OSU Extension Office in Sayre at 580-928-2139. With the start of classes beginning today, Southwestern Oklahoma State University plans to host COVID vaccination clinics this week on the Weatherford campus. Dr. Randy Curry, the coordinator of the Swazoo College of Pharmacy Rural Health Center, said the clinics today through Thursday will be from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. on the first floor of the Memorial Student Center in the areas between the University Grill and Duke's Diner. The clinics are free and open to all Swazoo students. The public is also invited to the clinic on Friday that will run from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Pioneer Cellular Events Center. Appointments are preferred and can be made by calling 580-774-3025. The clinic is open to everyone. A clinic for the second dose of the vaccination will be held on Friday, September 10th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Pioneer Cellular Events Center. Curry encourages people who have not been vaccinated to set up appointments at Swazoo or with a local provider. In state news, Oklahoma congressmen respond to the crisis in Afghanistan. Oklahoma News Network's Margo Moreno has that.
Oklahoma Congressman Tom Cole says the unfolding and accelerating disaster in Afghanistan is a human tragedy and a severe threat to the long-term security and credibility of the United States. The Taliban is now in control after seizing the capital of Kabul, and there's chaos at the airport there as crowds of Afghans are trying to flee the country, even jumping on a U.S. military aircraft attempting to take off. Cole says there's no doubt the Biden administration's decision to ignore the advice of military experts led to the chaotic collapse on the ground. Oklahoma Congressman Kevin Hearn says Biden's botched withdrawal of U.S. troops has put American lives and the lives of our allies in jeopardy. I'm Margo Moreno.
Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $67.47. That's down 97 cents. Brent crude at $69.29, down 91 cents. Natural gas at $3.94. That's up 8 cents. Recapping our top story, a Weatherford woman accused of abusing a disabled boy. Once again, your Paragon News update for August 16th, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Athup.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20, 30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. And I know people that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. 30 minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.